Machine Edge, your boy Audrey. Welcome to the show, boys.
Good afternoon, my man.
Good afternoon. What's up, man?
Okay, we are back from the NBA Oasis that happened in Las Vegas.
Nevada.
That's still going on right now.
But we're not there.
We're not there anymore. We're back home.
We're tired.
You know, you go hard in Vegas, right?
You go hard, yeah. I was partying really hard.
So before we get to the programming notes, what was your routine out there, man? What were you eating? How much sleep were you getting?
Eating, like, we had a food court there, and you just had to pick food wherever you got food at. You got to get that food there.
And what were you picking from the food court? What hotel? Before the food court, what hotel were you at?
MGM Grand. I mean, I don't know what hotel that is, but you guys know that's a hotel where they have pools and lazy rivers and all that sort of thing. So
right on. So we're mainly eating at the food court. What were some of the selections you were going with?
Selections I was going with pizzeria, and then I had some chicken fingers, some chicken tenders. I had that, and I had
what were you eating for breakfast mostly?
Pizza.
So it was definitely summertime programming. Cravings. Yeah, just giving into the cravings. You know, not the most healthy diet, staying up late.
Till like 1 in the morning.
You know, hanging out. Who are you? Oh, yeah. So who rolled with us again this year?
G-Man.
So Gabe rolled with us. It was a good time.
He had fun more than me.
All right. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of what went down, a few programming notes. Don't forget to check out Audric on Instagram at shooting_X. Tell your friends to check him out. Tell your friends about the podcast. You know, Audric's everywhere. You know, podcasts are being played.
Socials.
You know, Spotify.
Apple Music now.
Apple, Amazon.
Google.
You know, Google. You know, all the platforms. And also, we're going to be trying something new coming up. And we haven't talked much about it, but I've mentioned it to you, and I'm not sure how you feel about it. I know you're a big YouTube guy.
I am.
So we're going to be starting a YouTube channel soon. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. It's a great feeling.
Yeah?
It's a great feeling, yes.
So you're going to be putting out some content on YouTube there, some videos, you know?
Maybe people know about me and get to know about me a little bit more.
Okay. All right. So if you could check for the YouTube channel coming soon, and you guys are really great, you know, checking in on us. You know, we're a little erratic, but it comes with the territory in this game. So, you know, the YouTube channel is going to be named after the show. It's Shooting the X with Audric. The channel set up. There's no content yet, but we are working on it. We got some stuff, you know,
prepared
in the pipeline from our trip to Vegas to the Summer League. So we'll be bringing that to you guys soon. Also, if you're looking for like a mom vibe, on social, on Instagram, Audric's mom has set up Team Audric. So if you're looking more for those mommy feels and, you know, trying to get to know who Audric is, you could always check him out there. Again, that's Team
Audric.
What is it? It's Team _ Audric on Instagram. Awesome. All the mommy feels, the advocacy vibe.
All that stuff.
All that is there for you. So let's get to it, man.
Sir.
Summer League.
Dope, Summer League.
We love Summer League, man.
We always go there every year. We do that most every year.
Yeah, we go every year. We try to bring as many people with us as we can so they can, you know.
Family, friends, loved ones, all that stuff.
Yeah. So, okay.
Let's get to it.
Monday. No, what day did we get there?
A Thursday.
So we got there Thursday. What did Thursday look like?
Just driving there 4 hours.
What'd you do on the trip?
What did I do? I think I was just sleeping the whole time.
Yeah, man. You're just racked out, man. Boom. While I'm driving those lonely desert miles, I just look in the backseat and you're just like racked out.
Boom. Knocked out.
So we get there. We get a good night's sleep. We get up the next day, which was
Friday.
And we
I was just like, what time is it? It's like 3 a.m. I was like, what, 6, about what, 9:30?
Got some food. What do we do? What was after we ate? What do we do first?
Pool first.
Okay, so we hit the pool.
And we guys don't know what the pool is. You guys know that the pool is amazing. You go have fun, and there's a lazy river there too.
So, yeah, we did the lazy river action. Then we took it back upstairs.
Showered up real quick.
Showered up, got nice and fresh, and then headed out to the Summer League.
saw these young men.
Okay, and so who are some of the guys that you were looking forward to checking out?
These young men, yes.
These guys, these new young men out there. Who are some of the
young guys?
Who are some of the young guys you were looking to check out?
Wemby, Wemba. I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly.
Yeah, so he was the number one pick overall to the Spurs. Who else were you looking to check out?
Brandon Miller.
Brandon Miller. He ended up going to the...
The Buzz City.
Buzz City, which is the Charlotte Hornets. And then who else were you looking to check out?
Scoot.
Scoot Henderson of the G League Ignite.
No. He's from Marietta, Georgia.
Originally from Marietta, Georgia. And okay. Then most recently of the G League Ignite.
Play over there.
Were there any Warriors guys that were drafted this year that you were looking forward to seeing?
I'm going to go down the list. I saw a man in a SAR.
Okay, who are those guys?
The Thompson Twins.
The Thompson Twins. Where were they playing at before they got drafted?
The Overtime Elite.
Okay, Overtime Elite. And that's like an alternative league that helps guys, you know.
Get there, get to the league.
Get to the league, do some training before they go. It's like an alternative to college or the G League. I didn't know anything about these guys. You were like super on them. What two teams did they end up on?
A man was ended up on Houston, and then a son ended up in Detroit.
Okay, so so on the way to the summer league, and even G was making fun of you, man. He was like, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. He's not funny. Why are you joking around with me on that?
He's like, yo, man, like, you've been talking about...
These young men.
You've been talking about Wembanyama, but then as soon as you got to Vegas, you were all about the Thompson twins. Yeah.
A man in a SAR.
Oh, say, okay, so the first game was, it was Portland versus Houston.
That was a dope game.
It was a dope game, and that put...
That's some bad news. A man got hurt.
So, yeah, so that first game was Rockets, Trailblazers. That put... Amen Thompson versus
Scoot
Henderson, and that was what pick was he four?
He was fourth.
Okay, so
Scoot went third.
So that was the number three pick, Scoot, versus the number four pick,
Amen,
and that was those dudes were balling, man.
They just got into the league. They're young men. One of them's 20, one of them 19.
Yeah, so they were
got injured.
So, yeah, they both ended up getting hurt. Scoot went down with the shoulder.
And the man got hurt with the foot.
Yeah, he had an ankle injury.
And he was hot. He was hot. He was limping really bad.
Yeah, they had to help a man to the locker room.
Get off the court and literally take him to the locker room.
So he left the floor straight to the locker room.
Asar, his brother, played too.
He played the second day, and he's on the...
In Detroit, in Motown with Kane now.
Okay, yeah, so he's in Detroit. So that first game, you know, I have to say, man, Scoot looked really special, man. That kid has...
The young man.
Okay, my bad. That young man has some serious athleticism. Dude was getting to the rack.
Getting some boards.
He was doing it all, man. I was really impressed with that guy. I think that guy's going to be legit, man. I think he's going to turn into
a good NBA player.
Not just a good NBA player. I think this guy's going to be a star. I think he's going to be a multiple-time all-star. I think he's going to, fill Dame's shoes very well if Dame ends up getting out of there.
I mean, like, Dame was supposed to be traded about a few months ago, but he didn't get traded anytime soon.
I don't think it's been months. Well, yeah, I guess they've been talking about it for years, actually, but... You know, he just demanded the trade right after the draft. He didn't demand a trade. He requested a trade. Dame's been very cool. He's been wanting to stay in Portland this whole time. But he's
from the West Coast and from Oakland, so.
Yeah, and it makes sense for him to want to be, to want to be with one franchise the whole time. But he didn't want to be part of a rebuild.
Just because of school and all those young men, so.
So Portland lucked up. They drafted Scoot, which he's probably going to be a superstar. So
if he gets healthy.
Yeah. So he's going to, get the shoulder right, and he's probably going to end up being a superstar. So it's pretty much just time for Dame to move on.
But then a man got hurt.
But you're really on a man. So this guy has unique size for a guard. Is he a point guard or a shooting guard?
Shooting guard.
Yeah?
6'7". No, he's not tall, but 6'7".
6'7 is pretty tall, man.
Well, like, both of them are tall.
How tall are you?
5'5".
How tall am I? Two. So this guy's a lot taller than both of us.
I mean, a man's only 6'7", but he played in Houston. He's in Houston right now, but he got injured.
So when we were watching them, I was thinking about Thompson, that he's a good passer.
A man.
What did I say?
You said a man.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, man. So I feel like he's going to be and actually he was playing a lot of point. I mean, they had a lot of guys bringing the ball up, so I'm not sure what position he's actually going to be, but
we'll see.
I felt like this guy was a willing passer. He was a pass first guy. He had a sick dunk. He made some open shots. I really felt like
Amen
was a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
But his brother Asar wasn't that much better than his brother. I feel like they were.
He played on the second day, and I felt like he's kind of a different player
than his brother.
Yeah, I think he's more of a. He's not really like a point guard. I think he's more like a wing scorer guy.
Yeah, he's a wing scorer guy. Yeah, but when Bay got hurt the first time.
Well, we'll get to that game in a second. So the first game that was. What did you think about? Was there anyone else in the
in that class?
Okay, hold on. We're bearing the lead on this. What? What happened in the first game?
There was a game winner.
Oh, yeah, man. It was more than a game winner. It was a what? It was a
dunk.
It was a buzzer beater.
By Jabari Smith Jr.
Like, almost like a half-court three at the buzzer, man.
And he was just, like, giving the ball, and you're like, what the heck? How do you do that?
He nails it. The arena was packed because everyone was there to see Wemby. And then when he nailed that, man.
The people were like, this guy must be good. This guy must be.
Yeah, the crowd went crazy, right?
They're like, oh my god, did he just do that? He played 1 year at Auburn. He had a great career at Auburn, and he had a great college career.
Yeah, and he was looking really. He's if you guys have been watching, you could see Jabari Smith has been putting in the work. My bad, Jabari Smith Jr. He's been putting in the work, and he's looking much better than he looked. You know, his rookie season.
He actually was.
Yeah, you could tell he's been working on some things. His handle, his jumper, his confidence was way up. He hit the buzzer beater to start off the summer league, man. I was like, jeez.
This guy must be good.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing John, I'm going to play again now. Seeing John, I'm going to play him for the first time.
Yeah, so we'll get to Chet. So, second game we watched was Spurs versus
Buzz City,
and that created the matchup between
the number one pick in the draft, Wemby, versus second pick, Brandon Miller.
So, yeah, whoever did the scheduling there, they really did a great job of giving some key matchups. So,
Wemby.
What was it like seeing Wemby in his first game?
He looks so skinny. He's like 19 years old right now.
Yeah, he is.
19.
He's 19.
He played in the French league. I don't know where the men's 92 league is, but explain that.
So he played in the upper French division basketball. He was on Metro 92.
Metro 92, yes.
So he's been playing professional for like the last, at least year and a half.
Year and a half.
Or at least 1 year at the upper division,
which
really helped him out. But, yeah, it's shocking to see that dude, bro.
This young man, he just kills it.
Yeah, he is so tall,
The one-legged three, they're like, what? How did he do that?
Yeah, he was – his first game was a little rocky, but he had a ton of blocks. So Gabe was like
– this guy must be good.
So Gabe was thinking, he's going to see him score a lot of points. So I was like, hey, we may not see a lot of points, but I think this guy is going to have a ton of blocks and end up having five in that first game.
Five in that first game, and he got hurt, though.
Yeah, and I didn't notice that. You guys said that him and Brandon Miller had a collision. Looked like his arm was messed up.
But Brandon Miller was not that. He was really he's only 6'6", but that wasn't that much.
No, I don't think he's 6'6". I think he's taller than that. I think.
I'll look him up right now. He must be
So while you're looking him up, the matchup was.
He's 6'9".
Okay, he's 6'9".
He's 20. He just turned 20.
Okay, so he's a young man out there. And
Buzz City.
And, playing for Michael Jordan's old team. And the kid looked pretty smooth, man. I wouldn't say that I was.
I was arm like that. He's arm like that. You're like, oh, my goodness, is he okay?
I didn't even notice that, man. Honestly, I don't know what was going on, but I didn't see that play. But when I was watching him play, I'm like, there's nothing he's really doing that stands out, which is not a bad thing. The dude looked under control.
But playing at Alabama like that, he wasn't skinny in Alabama either.
So you think since the season ended, looks like he's been working out?
He's been doing working out. Like, I feel like he just played a lot.
Yeah, he did look like his body matured a little bit. He was a good
Alabama player.
He was good at making spot up shots, but honestly, I didn't really notice anything
about this young man
that he was doing that stood out. But everything about Wemby was pretty crazy, right?
Like, he's so tall. He's 7'5", 210 pounds. Like, they're like, oh my god.
So he looked bad the first game. The second game, he really showed everyone what he was about with the total package.
27 points, he had a block and some.
Yeah, he was You know, he looks like he's going to be the real deal. Smooth on offense, the between the legs, step back jumpers.
One legged three.
You know, the putback dunks on people.
Blocking shots.
Just blocked a ton of shots.
Said, no. It's not here. Don't do that to me here.
Yeah, so the dude looks like he's going to be a legit star. And you're really big. So, like, right now, I have all those top guys. So, I'm talking about Scoot.
Amen.
Well, I know, but, you know, give me a chance, man. Let me set you up. All right. So, out of all the guys, Wemby, Scoot, the Thompson twins, Miller, who are you really on?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, NSR.
So, you're really big on those Thompson boys. And I have to admit, man, like.
They're good.
They're really good. They're way better than I thought they would be. I did not.
Expect.
I did not expect that. I had no idea what was really going on over Overtime Elite.
But
it looks like it was really good for those guys.
I got this guy right here. Derek Lively II playing one year at Duke.
Who is he? What team is he on?
Mavs.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing him play, but
he's 7-1.
Yeah.
He's 19 years old, and his dad recently has passed away.
Oh man, that's awful.
I know he went through that.
Yeah, prayers and thoughts to his family.
Family, yeah. I mean, he's only 7'1". He's only 19. He's 230 pounds. Are you kidding me? This young man is tall.
Yeah. So when we were watching that Portland game, noticed two guys. They had a point guard. His last name was Davis. This dude, I never heard of this guy before, and I didn't even get his first name.
Oh, this young man.
And this dude, he was a good shooter, good passer. He was running the offense. He was like good on ball defense. I was like, who is this guy? So
who's this young man?
So we gotta, you know, follow up and see if he ends up making the team. And also number 17 for the Portland Trail Blazers,
Shane Sharp.
Dude, that guy is
killing it.
Yeah, you could tell that he's feeling more comfortable
in Weber City.
And he
had a great Kentucky career.
He was at Kentucky, but he didn't really play, remember?
Didn't play. What happened?
He just decided he wasn't going to play. I don't really know the details. He ended up not really playing.
But he got drafted though.
Yeah, so he was in Portland last year, getting the
vibe with Dame.
And then now this summer league, bro, he was looking all around. Dude was
killing threes.
He was stroking those threes. He was getting boards. He was dunking on people.
And people were like, dude doing this, yeah. Guy just must be like a skinny kid, and
so unless you're really like following it, that guy was definitely a surprise.
I mean seeing that was
so day two was it was a great day. And then what do we end up doing on day three?
On day three was the NBA con.
So the NBA con, like the NBA convention. It was the first time ever that they
have ever done this before, where they just bring people out there and have fun. And
yeah, it was very cool.
See all these young men.
It was the games. So if you don't know, the NBA Summer League games are on the UNLV campus at the Thomas and Mack Center in the Cox Arena.
If you guys ever go there and have fun.
And the fan experience was back in full effect over there. And then they had the NBA Con over at Mandalay Bay in their convention center.
And it's so big.
It was huge. And who did we see over there?
My boy, Victor Wembanyama, Wemby.
So we saw Wemby.
Paolo.
So, yeah, there were like, so it's like a total fan experience. They have all these booths, all these games you could play. They had a bunch of courts where you could get out there and get some shots up. They had that one, they had like a 20-foot shot where you could like see if you could make the 20-footer. It's like twice the size of the regulation rim.
I saw Keegan Murray. That dude was a beast.
Yeah, so, yeah, they were rolling guys out to do autographs or photo opportunities.
Photo ops.
So you got a picture, you and G got a picture with
Keegan Murray. Oh, the Sacramento Kings.
And then, yeah.
And his brother, Chris Murray, is on the Blazers.
And you know what I saw today? That they're twin brothers. I thought they were just brothers. They're actually twins.
No, they're actually twin brothers.
Yeah,
what?
They're actually twins, bro.
So. Chris and Keegan.
Yeah. So Keegan hooked you up with a picture. That was really cool.
What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, he was a really nice dude.
22?
Yeah.
Just 22?
He's a really cool dude. What else did we see over there? We got some hats, and they had like some custom NBA con patches and some Vegas package. What are those things called? Patches.
Patches, yes.
And then, so you got the You got the Dubs hat with the chips on it, the Vegas chips, and the NBA. It's like the Las Vegas welcome sign, but it says NBA Con on it, so it's nice and fresh.
And we saw Adam Silver there. We were like, what is he doing here?
Yeah, so the commissioner made an appearance. We were at a live show for
NBA Today.
NBA Today, and the commissioner announced the in-season tournament, something also that's never been done before.
They announced the tournament, and it was Ant-Man that announced it.
Yeah, so they had a bunch of stars there. If I remember right, it was Trae Young, Ant-Man.
Paolo
Banchero.
Wimby. Steve Kerr. Richard Jefferson was there, too.
Yeah, Richard Jefferson was one of the hosts. And who else was there? Cade Cunningham was there.
Cade.
So it was really cool. So the funny thing is, so it's like a live taping, right? So like before they try to get the crowd all hyped up so it shows up good on TV. So like they're like throwing t-shirts and like
taking selfies.
Yeah, so they're trying to get the crowd hyped. So like make some noise if you want something free. And then Gabe gets on my shoulders and he's like screaming so loud for so long because this guy's like, I got to get a shirt, right?
He's 9 years old right now. He's almost
so
10.
Gabe is 9 and he's like going all out for this free merch.
And
so,
I'm 16 now, and I just was like.
So you really like you weren't really into making all the noise. So Gabe's going like off. So the cameramen are like, "Who's that kid?" So they're like, "Put the camera on Gabe for like
20 minutes."
It seemed like 20 minutes. It was probably like a whole minute. And unfortunately, even though Gabe was representing, we were too far back, and he didn't end up with a shirt. But got to give props to Gabe for the effort, right?
That was a big thing. Like he was just like. So excited he got excited.
Yeah, it was excited. It was a good time, man. They had food there. There were so many cool things there.
And there was like this like little sack bar area. You get to see some snacks there.
So that's snacks are so important to you. Snacks and sleep, right?
I took a 3 hour nap.
Yeah. You're like and you're growing so much too, man. This summer looks. I think you've grown like just 2 inches this summer.
I have. What are you talking about? I like grew like last summer. I grew like when I was like what 5'6", but I only grew like 5'4", but no 5'5".
Yeah, man, you're sprouting up with that cat like behavior, just eating and sleeping all over this house. It's pretty crazy.
I know.
Who needs pets when you got a 16-year-old who's just eating and sleeping all over your house?
I'll go at 5 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, you and your mom. I'm like, what is going on with that, man? Like, after a couple of days in Vegas, these guys are just sprouting up. Just, I was not going for that.
You're like, wait a minute. What's going on? Like, is there something, like, happening? Like,
yeah, but I was so tired, I just fell back asleep.
You did.
All right, man. So, I didn't see the Sixers play, but, you know, I follow them online every day, and I was, you know, watch the games on TV, and to be honest, the two things happened with the Sixers that I was happy about. Mr. Paul Reed, he had an offer sheet from the Jazz, and the Sixers matched it, so I was happy about that. Love to see a guy who's been grinding between the G League and the NBA, working on his game, you know, get a legit NBA contract. So, you know, I don't know if Ball Paul listens, but shout out to you, my man. Appreciate you.
And this is Brandon Podemski. He's only 6'5". That's not much.
So, is that the guy the Warriors picked up?
Yeah, 2 picks.
Okay, so what was his name again?
Brandon Podemski.
And he, what's his stats? What is,
20 years old, and he just.
He's a guard?
He played one year at Santa Clara.
I think it was more than 1 year at Santa Clara, but Santa Clara's pumping out some guys these days that are coming to the NBA looking like they're ready to go.
It was Steve Nash, was 19, it was Steve Nash, too.
Yeah, Steve Nash from back in the day.
And then this guy's name is Trevor Davidson. Davidson. I don't know how to say his name.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Jackson Davidson.
And that was a guy that you guys picked up from Indiana.
But he got traded via trade from the Wizards to the Dubs.
Okay, so that's how you guys ended up with them.
And got Chris Paul, too.
Yeah, so you guys are reloaded, ready for a title run. How are you feeling about the roster, man?
It was good. I mean, like, seeing Chris Paul now in the Dubs now, I was like, what? He's on the Dubs now? What?
Yeah, that's a little weird, right?
No, that's crazy. Seeing Chris Paul like that, like, Chris Paul is in his 19th year right now this year.
Yeah, so I really think he's going to solidify that bench for you guys. Guys like Kuminga and Moody will definitely benefit from having CP3 on the second team with him. If that's his role, you know, I haven't heard anything if he's coming off the bench yet, but to me, that sounds like the most realistic scenario for him and the young guys.
I mean, We signed Corey Joseph, too.
Oh, you guys got Corey Joseph, too? Yeah, he's good. Oh, that's good, man. You guys are adding some vets over there with some experience.
And we also signed Dario Saric.
Oh, Super Dario. Dario Saric. Former Philadelphia 76er. Missed that guy so much, man.
Played one year at Croatia.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. But you know what? I think that's a good pickup. And now that I'm thinking about your roster, bro, you guys might be title contenders again, man. If everybody's back healthy, you guys re-sign Draymond.
4 years, I think it was 100 mil.
So they handed Draymond a bag, and he gave him a little discount to bring him back.
Said, hey, I'm back.
All right, man. So back to my squad in the summer league. So Paul, he doesn't play summer league anymore, but Springer, the point guard for our Delaware Bluecoats G League team, he's bouncing back and forth. He looks super smooth. It looks like he's ready to get some NBA playing time. So hopefully, he'll find his way into more NBA games and G League games this year, especially with the Harden thing going on.
And about Pat Bev now.
Oh, you know what, man? You stay plugged in, man. I forgot we picked up Pat Bev. We could always use help on defense. He's really not bringing anything offensively, but, hopefully he can continue to play that defensive role that he's been playing his whole career. He can come to Philadelphia, which is a tough city to play in, and hopefully, not hopefully. The fans of Philadelphia are going to love him. He comes to play hard every single night. He knows how to run that smack out there. He's always talking trash and playing hard.
Like, I can't do that, this and that.
Yeah, he definitely uses, the criticism, to fuel him. So the third day, what did we do? That was just a pool day, huh?
It was a pool day, and then that's it.
And then we called it, and then it was a long drive back.
4 hours.
And what did you do on that drive mostly?
Sleep. I need to get some rest. I was tired.
Yeah.
You kept kicking me in the shins, my knees.
Dude, you two were cracking me up, bro. It was like one of the nights it was like so loud over there. I thought someone who like just came in our room. And I'm like, I look over there and like Gabe's talking in his sleep. You look like you're running on a treadmill in the bed. Your legs are just kicking all over the place. I'm like, what are those two doing over there, man?
Gabe kept kicking me in the shins, my knees. I'm like, ow, stop kicking me.
So, what else is going on at the summer league that you're pretty impressed with?
Freddie went to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, and he was at the game checking out the young guys, right?
He was there, and I was like, what?
Freddie got the bag, bro. What was it, 3 years, $130 million?
Yeah, it was $130 million, and then Brooks went to Houston, too.
But yeah, Houston's just handing out the dough, man. I forgot how many years Dylan Brooks got, but
4 years, 130 mil.
No, I think he was 4 years, like 80 mil or something like that. But
Trey Drummond pulled it to the Washington Wizards for Chris Paul.
Yeah. So whoever was, everyone was running all that, smack about Dylan Brooks being in China. He's still in the NBA. And
that was like China for a second.
Yeah. They're like, you better work on his Chinese.
He's just be Chinese, does he?
No, they were just talking trash. So it was a great trip. Something we do every year. Love spending that time with you. You have this week off?
Yes.
Nothing going on?
No.
So then you're going to start back up with your tutoring next week?
Yeah.
So what do you got going on for the rest of the summer?
Just chilling. That's it. Pretty much chilling, yeah. Chilling.
Right on, man. Well, this month is Fragile X Awareness Month. So hopefully we'll be able to put some content out on the YouTube channel. Hopefully we get that up and going soon. And
I met Hawkins Jr. from UCLA playing 1 year as a Bruin.
Who did he end up with?
Miami Heat.
So speaking of the Miami Heat, they're trying to pick up Dame.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you trying to pick up Dame time?
Yeah, what do you think about Dame in South Beach?
Oh my God, that's crazy, bro. Him, Hawkins Jr.
So
he's so tall. He's 6'7". Not that much tall, but him to UCLA.
So he's down in South Beach now. Going to team up with Jimmy Buckets and Bam.
Bam is so tall. Like, you can see Bam and you're like, what? No way.
Yeah. Speaking of tall dudes, who did we see when we were leaving the NBA con?
When we left the thing?
On the way out, who did you bump into?
Shaq's son, Sharif.
Yeah, you gave him a big shout out, but he was a little busy, huh?
I think he was with his buddies or something.
Yeah, he was walking down with his buddies, just enjoying the Vegas vibe.
I thought Sub means like, what? I don't know.
And you know, no shade at Sharif. You know,
That's Shaq's son, and
you know, it's all love. Well, it was a fun time, man. Just wanted to update everyone on how the trip went, and you know, keep an eye out for Audric on YouTube, and we will be back here shortly with more content for you guys. See you later. Until next time.
See you later. Stay safe and stay strong, guys. Peace.